Listening Library presents Ada Lace on the Case, an Ada Lace adventure by Emily Calandrelli with Tamsin Weston. This is Emily Calandrelli. For the quiet girls who have the loudest minds and the boldest dreams, EC. Chapter 1. Goodbye with a side of bacon. Ada was sick of sitting. She was sick of the cast on her leg. She was sick of watching the world go by without her. She should be outside, exploring the neighborhood and researching the local wildlife. But she was stuck inside, and it was her own fault. Their first week in San Francisco, Ada had attempted a bungee jump from a eucalyptus tree in the park. It was a jump she could have made with no bungee. The bungee was capable of stretching 50% of its length with her attached to it, but the branch was barely high enough to make the line taut. It was a careless mistake. While Ada was brooding, her mom came in. "Do you think you might come have breakfast with me before I go?" her mother asked. "I guess so. I was hoping we could skip the goodbye part," said Ada. "I'll only be gone for a few days," said Ada's mom. "These artists need a little bit of hand-holding. They aren't as tough as you are. I'll be back in time for your first day at school." Ada attempted a smile and, on her crutches, followed her mom down the stairs, only to be nearly flattened by her brother, Elliot, outside the kitchen. He was wearing an eye patch and a vest. A stuffed parrot hung lamely from his shoulder. Ada had been reading Treasure Island with Elliot.